firefighters' strike action threatened. And we've got a very large picture of two firefighters at work using their water-powered hoses, and also Steve Wright of the FBU, a former Didcot firefighter. Firefighters in Oxfordshire could strike over dangerous proposed changes to the fire service, warned the former Didcot firefighter who now leads the union. Oxfordshire County Council's proposal include closing fire stations in Aynsham, Woodstock and Henley, as well as moving station in Rooley Road and Kidlington into a new North Oxford base. It also includes creating five-day shift fire engines in Wallingford or Cromarsh, Farringdon, Whitney, Bicester to Chipping Norton, and introducing 12-hour shifts, and would mean a minimum of 42 firefighters would be made redundant. Representatives of the Fire Brigades Union were in Oxford last week to tell a meeting that cuts were being planned in several brigades while warning of the impact for safety. Former Didcot firefighter Steve Wright, General Secretary of the Fire Brigades Union, told the Herald, "My message to Oxfordshire County Council is this: stop the proposals. These cuts are extremely dangerous. They will not only put firefighters' lives in danger, they will put members of the public in danger. In the likes of Aynsham, Woodstock and Henley, they will be without fire stations that will never return. That will put lives at risk. We asked them early on not to even go to public consultation. Our message is that the people they need to listen to are the firefighters who work in this country." And Mr. Wright knows the area well. He has spent 20 of his 25 years as a firefighter in Didcot and Oxford. And his father was also a firefighter in Oxford, starting in the 1970s. "I know that these risks will present to the communities that we serve, but the County Council weren't willing to do that, so they've gone out to public consultation, and I just feel like firefighters here are being ignored." He said he understands that the County Council is struggling for money and called on the government to put in money to fire services nationwide, including Oxfordshire. "A consultative ballot will be held among the firefighters in Oxfordshire, and the result will inform the union's next step," Mr. Wright added. "They are willing and wanting to take industrial action to fight this off. Strikes in years gone by were around pensions and pay. This is not about that. This is about safety. It's about firefighters standing up for the safety of their families, communities, and their friends who live and work in Oxfordshire. We understand the magnitude of what strike action or industrial action would look like, but we're not being listened to. Firefighters here are not being listened to." Oxfordshire County Council said, "The proposals are designed to ensure fire stations, resources and people are in the right place at the right time to meet the needs of communities and improve the safety, efficiency and resilience of the service."